Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Monday, December 21st, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: mutant strain dents stimulus optimism. What happened? And oil sentiment goes into reverse. Leading today's news: lawmakers from both parties announced Sunday night that they finally reached an agreement on a $900 billion coronavirus spending package to bolster the U.S. economy. It would be one of the largest economic relief bills in the nation's history, second only to the $2.2 trillion CARES Act passed back in March. The legislation includes $600 in direct payments to individuals and $300 per week of enhanced unemployment benefits, as well as funding for small businesses, vaccine distribution, food assistance, education, and child care. It also covers rental relief and extends the nationwide eviction moratorium through January 31, 2021. The House is expected to vote on the bill today, followed by the Senate, and while that was supposed to be a catalyst for the market's next move higher, U.S. stock index futures are going in the other direction. The Dow is down 2%, the S&P 500 down 2.2%, and the Nasdaq down 1.5%. In other news, traders are nervously watching a new COVID-19 mutation in the UK, which has resulted in a tough lockdown in London and Southeast England and led a number of countries to block travel from Britain. The mutant variant, dubbed B117, could be up to 70% more transmissible than COVID-19, and has already been detected in the Netherlands, Denmark, and Australia. Cause of concern: the number of mutations carried by B117, as well as the speed at which it is supplanting other strains of the virus. Some reassurance: so far there is no evidence that the mutations are affecting the course of the illness in infected patients or the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines in development. The latest news also hammered the pound, which fell 1.7% to $1.33, while Brexit trade talks missed another deadline amid few signs that either side is ready to compromise. Just when things were starting to look better for black gold, with WTI transitioning to $50 per barrel resistance, a series of announcements over the weekend showed crude investors that they're not out of the woods just yet. The oil market has been on a bull trend in the past month or so, ignoring negative factors amid an optimism that a widening vaccine rollout would revive global growth. But investors' rosy expectations for 2021 have suddenly vanished due to a new variant of the virus, said Kazuhiko Sato, chief analyst and commodities broker Fujitomi. Also weighing on the sector, Royal Dutch Shell said it would write down the value of oil and gas assets by $3.5 to $4.5 billion, bringing total impairments for the oil major this year to nearly $20 billion. Crude futures are down 5.3% to $46.61 per barrel. The relief package leaves out two of the most contentious elements in the negotiations: legal protections for businesses from coronavirus lawsuits, which had been sought by the GOP, and direct aid for state and local governments advocated by Democrats. A dispute was additionally resolved over the Fed's emergency lending powers. The central bank wouldn't be able to replicate programs identical to the ones it started at the beginning of the pandemic without congressional approval, but that wouldn't prevent it from starting other similar programs. The airline industry also received a big boost, winning $15 billion to reinstate payroll reimbursements that expired 2 months ago. As trucks began delivering Moderna's shot to health departments, hospitals, and other vaccination sites on Sunday, a CDC panel voted on the next groups to receive inoculations. Vaccination is already underway in the U.S. via the Pfizer jab for the so-called Phase 1A group, which includes at least 24 million healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. The 1B group, estimated to cover about 49 million people, or nearly 15% of Americans, would encompass frontline essential workers, i.e. teachers, police, and firefighters, grocery workers, and people over 75 years of age. Phase 1C will broaden eligibility to another 129 million people, including persons between the ages of 65 and 74, people between the ages of 16 and 64 who have high-risk underlying conditions, and remaining essential workers. If accepted by the CDC director, the committee's recommendations will set federal guidance, though state officials are charged with the final say on distribution. Tesla shares went on a wild ride Friday as indexes and ETFs scrambled to get shares before today's inclusion in the S&P 500. The stock was down 4% with almost 15 minutes left in the session, only to end up 6%. It's down another 5% pre-market. Never one to keep quiet, Tesla CEO and master troller Elon Musk took aim at Bitcoin over the weekend, saying the crypto was his safe word and it's almost as BS as fiat money. The activity drew a response from MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor, who has invested $1.3 billion of his company's money in the crypto, saying if you want to do your shareholders a $100 billion favor, convert the Tesla balance sheet from USD to BTC. Other firms on the S&P 500 would follow your lead, and in time it would grow to become a $1 trillion favor. Musk questioned if such transactions are even possible, though Saylor replied that they are and that he would be happy to share his playbook offline from one rocket scientist to another. As for the price of Bitcoin, it took out a $24,000 milestone this weekend before falling back. It's currently at $22,700. Lockheed Martin is buying rocket engine manufacturer Aerojet Rocketdyne for $4.4 billion as the company beefs up its propulsion capabilities amid competition from new entrants like SpaceX and Blue Origin. Speaking of space, Viasat inked an agreement to acquire Rignet in an all-stock transaction that will see the company diversify across a number of important verticals. Meanwhile, private equity firm Thoma Bravo struck a deal to buy property management software provider RealPage for $9.6 billion in one of the largest recent leverage buyouts, while Fidelity National Information Services and Global Payments reportedly held unsuccessful talks for a merger deal that could have been valued at $70 billion. Nokia and Ericsson could get a boost as the U.S. takes another step against Chinese telecom equipment giants. Congress wants to fund an almost $2 billion project to rid U.S. broadband networks of Huawei equipment, which it considers a risk to national security, as well as gear from ZTE Corp. In the beginning of the summer, the FCC formally designated the two companies as threats, a declaration that bars U.S. firms from tapping an $8.3 billion government fund to purchase equipment from the companies. Earlier this month, the FCC finalized rules that require carriers with ZTE or Huawei equipment to rip and replace that gear, but it's awaiting funding from Congress. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, gold, Bitcoin, and crude oil are all set to open in the red. On today's economic calendar, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index is out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.